You'll not pay Gimla Mabez. Boy Rav Achtobo Barami, Avoidezoro, Chusa Mikizayis Mal. We had a sugi here that Avoidezoro has tumma to it. If you have either the getchi itself, or woods that from the Avoidezoro itself, it's tummy. If you touch it, or else suadin al samasli, machlegis shevikivan, achachot tanakamam, without a tumma. For the Gemara, how big does the size of the Avoidezoro have to be? What about if it's less than a kizayis? Is it tummy or not? Maskiblo Rabbi Yosef Lamai. First the shalom was pochus megazayis smal. What's the loch about avoid the zora pochus megazayis? For the Gemara, Master Rabbi Yosef Lamai, what's your shalom negay to? Ilay melinyan isurim. If you have an avoid the zora less than a kazayis, says maybe there's no issa to be in it. You're allowed to worship it. If that's the shalom, for the Gemara, lo yahiel zvuv. Baal Akron should only be like the fly by Baal Akron that had an issa avoid the zora to it. The Tanya. We learned, the Pasuk says, V'yasimu lehem baal bris lehem. They made in a getchka. Zeh, what getchka did they make then? Zeh zvuv, a fly, baal akron, type of a fly. Melami, shekol echod v'yechod also dumus yirosa. Everybody had a little fly with them, or a dumus, a picture of it. Or manicho v'techisa. They kept the picture of the fly in their case, in their pocket. Kivan shezoichre, when they remember their geshke, they avoid the zorim, moitziyo mitokhisa, they took it out of their wallet, the picture of the fly, or mechabkoi, they kissed, they hugged it, or menashka, they kicked it, they kissed it. So even a small fly has an issa avoid the zorim to it. So what's yishayla, how big does avoid the zorim have to be? Shita, any size you have, there's an issa avoid the zorim to it. Elalinyan tumah. Now, shayla with the sugi we had before, that avoid the zorim has tumah to it, if you touch the avoid the zorim. Or else you pick up the avoid the zora tumas masui. It's metamiyu. What about the avoid the zora is less than a kizayis? My kivun the yiskus l'sheretz. Since avoid the zora we had before the daimatu sheretz, ma sheretz bechadoshim af avoid the zora nami bechadoshim. Just like sheretz is tummy, even the size of a lentil bechadoshim, a smallest sheretz there is. It's if it's dead, it's metamiyu if you touch it. It's who adin avoid the zora, no matter how small it is, it should have tumah. Oidilmo, who is kishlemes? Other psukim say that avoid the zora is doima to tumas mes. And by mes is the cloud, ma mes pekizayis. If you touch a mes, it's only metamiyu if I call upon him, you touch the sides of the kizayis of the mes. Less than the kizayis of yom, I mean, we have a whole mes of Adam. We have only the piece of meat there, a piece of blood there. You need at least the size of a kizayis. Less than the size of a kizayis has no tumor. So af avoid the zora of a kizayis. Maybe Avodah Zorah also is only Tomei if you have the size of a Kezayis of an Avodah Zorah. Less than that, it's Tor. That was the Shaila. Omer Rav Aviro Vitema Rabba Bar Ula. Tor Shema, I'll bring you Raya. Tetanya, Avodah Zorah Pchusim Kezayis. If you have a Getchkin Avodah Zorah that's smaller than the size of a Kezayis, smaller than an Aleph, is Ain Bo Tuma Kalikir. It has no Tuma to it at all. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayashlech Esaphora Kever B'nayam. That avoid the zora, they threw it like to the kever, like to a mace. His posik is hookish, avoid the zora to a mace. Ma mace bekezayis, just like a mace doesn't have any tumah if there's less than a kezayis there. Is af avoid the zora bekezayis. So then avoid the zora only has tumah if I call upon him with the size of the kezayis. Less than a kezayis has no tumah. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, lemai hilchus so iskish l'sheretz. What did we say now before? The Rabbonin said that avoid the zora is doimah to sheretz. Again, to what halacha? That it has no tumas masli to it. Avodah Zorah is only tummy if you touch the Avodah Zorah itself. If you have a mechitza between you and the Avodah Zorah, stam, it's picked up because of you, it's Torah according to Rabbanim. Lenida, why did the Pasuk say Avodah Zorah is daimed to Nida? The Ein Aleivorim, also a kula, that just like Nida, if you have the limbs of a Nida, it has no tumah, it's only the whole Isha together, who would then Avodah Zorah? If you have it in pieces, each piece by itself has no tumah Avodah Zorah. It's only tumah if you have the whole Avodah Zorah. Is Lemes, now we have a third Hekish, that Avodah Zorah is daimed to Mes, to Lemetama Bechadosha. It doesn't have a tumah less than a Kezayis. It's not like a sheretz bechadoshim. It's like meister, you need a kezayis. So the kids, according to the Rabbonin, the din of Avodah Zorah is the most cool thing din there is. As all the coolers were taken out by Avodah Zorah. It's doimah to sheretz that there's only tumas mag and not tumas masli. It's doimah to nida that it's not tomei if it's in pieces. Only the whole thing together. And it's doimah to meish, you need at least the size of a kezayis. So we're going all the way to Kula. For the Gemara, Eimel Chumra. Once you have this hekish that Avodah Zarah is hookish to all these three things, to sherets, to need, and to mace, why don't you say the hekish is the Chumra better? The what lemai hirkasak shirachmon of the sherets? Why does the Torah say that Avodah Zarah is doima to sherets a teila to muya bechadosha? Call a Chumra. That even a small size, just a chadosh like a lentil, is also tomei by Avodah Zarah. The nida. Why does the Torah say Avodah Zarah is doima to nida? A teila to muya bechadosha mesama. To say the Chumras. That even if the Avodah Zarah is on top of you, and the weight is not on you, just that you're underneath the Avodah Zarah, that's also matam you. And why does the Torah say a third hekesh that Avodah Zarah is doima to meis? To tell me a chiddush, that just like meis has a tumas oyom, means we have the meis in one side of the room, and there's an oil on top, any keli underneath the roof, no matter where you are on the other side of the room, it's also matam you. So maybe Avodah Zarah also, you have Avodah Zarah in one side of the room, so anything under the same roof is tumme. Why don't you say the chumra? The Torah says, tumas Avodah Zarah the rabbonin hi. The so tumma that Avodah Zarah has tumma is only mid rabbonin. As midiraisa Avodah Zarah, it's also to worship the Avodah Zarah. It's also to have anor from it. It's also by anor. But if you touch it, midiraisa is not matamiyu. The whole din tumma is only mid rabbonin. Meila v'kula v'churma l'kula makshinon l'churma lo makshinin. On an issa, the rabbonin is always a klal. You go l'kula by yisru the rabbonins. So you have a hekeshir that Avodah Zarah is doima to these three cases. You could go to Chumrah, and you could go to Kula. About the whole Tum is only with the Rabbanan, maybe we go to Kula. That's the Svara. You go to Kula. Yeah. And that's the Maskana, that the whole Tum of Avodah Zarah is only a Tum with the Rabbanan. So that's the Mishnah. Minayin l'svina shi tahira. How do we know a Svina ship, is no matter what size it is, no matter where it is, it's Torah. It's not makabel tuma. Even if a mace touches it or a sherit, it's not makabel tuma. Shenema, the pasuk says, derech aniyah b'lev yam. That a aniyah, or ship, is b'lev yam in the middle of the ocean. The drashi shi Torah, sheina makabel is tuma. That means even though a mace touches the svina, touches the ship, it's not makabel tuma. B'lev yam, harei ki yam. That a ship is like a yam. So the Gemara, pshita aniyah b'lev yami. That this pshita zakrashi means the Gemara now is explaining the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah know from this posik that a ship has a din like a yam? Because the posik is, saying that a ship is blev yam. So the more pshita aniyah blev yam, avada, a ship is in the middle of the yam. What's the posik telling us? The hokamashman, the pshat from this posik is ki yam, that the ship has the same din like the yam, like an ocean. Ma yam, just like an ocean. Tor is not makabel tuma, even if a mace touches the ocean. It's not makabel tuma av svina Torah. Who are din a ship has the same din that it's Tor. It's not a kasha. We're explaining the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah know to learn out from this passage? Zmar Tanya. Chananya Oimer. Nil Madom Isak. Like Chananya Dings Achana Mishnah. The reason why he holds the ship is Torah is not because of the Pasig is Daima Tiyam. No different Svara. You learn out ship, Dumya the Sak. Ma Sak, just like a sack. Mitautel, Molivarekon, the type of a kli of a sack is makabotumo, because it's such a kli that you could move it when it's empty and when it's filled up. Mala sack, you fill it up with apples, with wine, you fill it up with something, so it's still mitautel even though it's moli. Is af kol huwa than any kli, mitautel molivarekon, only if it's movable when it's filled up. La fuke srina mashenka in a ship. The Ainim Atatelis Mole Varekum. A ship maybe can move when it's empty. When you fill up a ship, you can't move it. It's not metal to be the Yodim. So therefore, it's not Makabotumah. That's Hananya's Drosha. So Drashi Nilma Domisak, Shere Kli Eitzu. We're talking about a type of a ship that's made out of wood. So it's only called the Kli Eitz. Now, the Hook Shulis Sak Linyutumah. A Kli Eitz, a Keli made out of wood, is hookish and apostate to a sack. As Af, since this ship is a big kli eitz, it's very big, and when it's filled up, people are in the ship. You can't move the ship. It moves because it goes on the water. But if not for the water by itself, you couldn't move the ship. So it's not movable, it's not makabel tuma. Just like if you have a wooden kli that's too big to move when it's full, it's not makabel tuma. For the Moramai B'nai, what's not coming between our Mishnah's time and Chananya's time? Ike B'nai Yosfina Shacheris. If you have a ship made out of kli cheres, his cheres, earthly kli, like a clay, is not hukish l'sak. So drashid l'yiskish l'sak. So according to Chananya, if you have a ship made out of clay, it would be mekabel tuma. But like down Mishnah, is a new pasuk, that a ship has a din like a yam, it's never mekabel tuma. Man di yomaniya belev yam, that's the ptur, honami belev yami. Even a ship made out of cheris is also in the middle of the ocean. It's not makabel tumah. Obul man di yom kesak like Hananya. Now the reason why a ship is not makabel tumah because it has din of a sak, he diksiva gabe sak. Di metaltelus moliv rekum. Only wood or cleats, that's dumi the sak in. Eloi loi. But a svina made out of cheris, out of clay, earthly kelim, that's not dumi the sack. So that's makabel tuma, whether the kli is not movable. So a bazoya ship also would be makabel tuma. Av a svina shecheris, af agav d'enim atatelis, mole breakin, yeah, is makabel tuma. Inami, another nafkamina would be svina sayadin, a small ship. Trashi, svina sayadin ikibanayu, she katana, it's a very small, like a rowboat. You could move a rowboat even though it's full. Lefishano cotton. It's on a Nora river, it's a small river. You only use a rowboat to go across. So a rowboat will be enough kumina. Leman diyamani blev yam. But our Mishnah the Ptur is. Because it's daimed to the ocean. He honami ani blev yam. Even a rowboat. Abia, you saw it's a ship. It's something to use to go over the water. It has been like the water. Of the man the yom and metatelus molev reikon according to Chanan yom, hainami metatelus molev reikon. A robot you could move even when it's molly. So now the robot would be mekabel tuma. The yom Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya mifnei ma omru svina sayadin tmeya. Why is a svina? Oh, according to Chanan, it's very good. He holds that a robot is mekabel tuma. Of neishatuna oisa biyavoshem. And we're reading oisa lamayim because people pick up a robot out of the water, they bring it onto the dry land, and then they put it down into the mayim. So it's metaltal, even though it's molei, therefore robot would be mekabotuma kontra Chananya, but the Gal Mishnah wouldn't be mekabotuma. Trash yonami belev yam, the yam lav dafka, v'cholam nahoros nami teren hein. Doesn't dafka mean the ocean. And even in the river, any robot that's on the river is also not mekabotuma. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, liyoylam al yim no'ode mestatsma beis ha-medrish afilu shrachas. She never missed coming to the beis ha-medrish even 1 hour. We learned our Mishnah that a Svin is Torah a lot of years. Learn is Gala Taima, and I never knew the Pshat in our Mishnah. Until he came and was the Mepharash the Mishnah. So this Gemara Tzmash, we're not the Pshat the Chananya, Dinga the Chan the Mishnah. The Chananya is us being Mazba the Mishnah. Here's the Mishnah saying the Posik in Mishlei, that's Tam Megal like in Smachtam. That the Posik is saying a ship is Torah. But what's the time of the Mishnah? Why is the ship Torah? Chananya says only because it's a Kli Eitz, and Kli Eitz is Dumi the Sak. It's only a Kabel Tuma Kli that you could move even when it's full. But shanking a big ship that's not movable when it's full, that's the Hezbollah, the Mishnah, that's why it's Torah. Omer Rabbi Yonason, Liyoylom al Yim Noodim Mesasma Beis Hamedish Umedivrei Torah Vafil B'Shas Misa. You should never stop learning Torah, even if you Shas Misa when you're dying. Shenema the Pasuk says, Zois Ha Torah, this is the Torah, Odom Ki Yomis Boil. What's called Torah? Somebody dies in the oil. What does that mean? If you're dying, what does it mean, Zois Ha Torah? That means Afil B'Shas Misa Teyosik B'Torah. There's never a Torah to stop learning. Even B'Shas, you're dying, still you should be learning. Obrash Lokish, and Divrei Torah miskayomim elabemi shememis atzmoleil. The Torah is only miskayim who remembers Torah and be a lamdin that will know called Torah kula. Somebody that learns it, mamish, elabemi shememis atzmoleil, he kills himself for learning. Doesn't matter what it is, he doesn't stop learning. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Zois ha Torah, this is the Torah, Odom kiyomas boil. So what does Misa got to do with learning Torah? That means who's able to keep this learning Torah? Somebody that learns Keseda that may Misatzmai. He's even willing to mevatel everything Abi could learn Torah. Oh my Rova, such Rova. Ulechananyo, Tiltul Ayidei Shvorim, Shmei Tiltul. Yishnah, if you have this ship, according to Chananyo, why is it not Mekabel Tuma? Because it's too big, you can't be metalted when it's molly. What about if you have a ship that a person can move the ship, it's not movable. But if they shvarm, if you have axes pulling the ship, it could pull the ship through. Is that called metaltel or not? So through over yes, that will be mekabel tuma. So actually, Chananya, the yom asvina matatelis malaya tmeya, it is mekabel tuma. I feel like matatelis elai de shvarm. Even though only it could be moved. When axes move it, meroiv goydlo, because it's so big, have a tiltel tmeya. Still, that's called a tiltel, that's mekabel tuma. Achidish. He don't think it has to be metaltel only at the Odom. No, even a shvarm can move it also. What's the raya? The tnan. Sholish agolos hein. There are three different type of wagons. Asuya, one is Asuya kikdira. is Tumeya Medrash. That's Mekabel Tumas Medrash. Trashi Kedira means Ketzara, it's small. Umokefes Mishol Stodin. It's closed on all three sides of it. It's only open on one side, the way to get into the wagon. Is Mele Matama Medrash. So Trashi, Shel Yeshiva Myuchedesi. It's same with the sleep inside it. Since it's closed on all three sides, you can sleep inside this wagon. So it's Myuched Yeshiva. So if a Zav sleeps inside this wagon, it has a Tumas Medrash on it. Tumay Medrash. Tumay Medrash. Kamita. Let's say the wagon is open, it's just like a bed. Shrashi Shiyarucha. Or Mitachtel Makabelis Kamita Shalor Shein Bo Shum Nekev. It has no holes in it, but it has no sides to it either. It's just like a Mita. Then Mitama Tumay Mes. It's Mitama Tumay Mes. Shrashi Kloima. Mekabelis Shar Tumas Kulan Chutz Mitumas Medrash. Teklihu Lekabo Tumah. It's a kli that's makabel tuma, abul yeshiva any miyuchedis. It's not miyucha this type of wagon to sleep on. She turn the boy from Actia, because this type of wagon, since it's open on all sides, it just has a floor to it. So what are you carrying such a wagon? Your from Actia, all your business, all your stuff you want to sell. The yaima lo yamayd v'nasam achteinu. So somebody sleeping there, when you want to start going, you want to fill up the wagon, you tell the guy, get out. I'm filling up the wagon with my stuff now. So this wagon is not miyucha to sleep with. So that's the cloud by Tumas Medrash, which is like Mishkav, if a Zav sits on it. The Zav is not touching it. The Zav, like there's a mechitza between him, he's wearing his begodim. Just that his weight is on top of it, it only has a Tumas Mishkav or Medrash if the Kli is Meyuchad Lishivim. But if the Kli is aimed for something else, it has no Tumas Mishkav. But the Nokot Tumas Meis, that's what we say, it's Tumas Meis, Mishum the Ava Tumhu. Lachikom, Ava Tumhu, Ayidei Meis, Vloy Ayidei Zav. Not Ayidei Zav. Medos doesn't have Tumas Mishka. Vaita Shel Avonim. Let's say this wagon is made to store holes in it. You move stones in this wagon. Then Torah Meklum. It's Torah Lagam, it's not called the Kli. So Asher Shel Avonim. Ho Asuyim Lohudach Vavonim. You have a wagon that's aimed to carry, to transport big stones. It's Torah Meklum. That's not called the Kli. Why is it Rashi? Eina Mekabel Shum Tuma. Lefi Shaprutza Mitachter. A vandal has no sides to it. It has no mechitzas on the sides. And even the bottom of it is not a straight piece of wood. It's a holy piece of wood. Nikovim gedolim has big holes there. For like klihu, to chol hakelim shurim kirimayim. The klal is by tumah, any type of a kli that has a hole in it, that pomegranates could go through it, it's bottle the shame kli. Now this wagon you made to transport stones. Big, gigantic stones. So they're not marked, but they have small holes. They'll have big holes there. So even big holes can remind him is also awesome. Yeah. So mainly here, if you have this wagon that has that's carrying stones, mistam the holes on the bottom of the wagon are very big. They come out a foot wide. So since they're big holes that remind him pomegranates could go through them, that's the shear for the Mekabel Tumah by Kalim. The Kli is not Mekabel Tumah, right? If this wagon, the holes are not so big, the holes could still be mekabel remainim in them. Then it's tameya tome meis. It's mekabel tumas meis. Trashi v'am Rabbi Yechonon, alma afagav d'shel eitz is kashlasak. We're talking about this wagon that's made out of wood, and a kli eitz is hukashlasak. Debina metalta moliv reikin. So since this wagon is made out of wood, pshit is only mekabel tome if it's movable. If you can move this wagon even when it's loaded. Now you have a wagon that you're moving stones in it, big heavy stones. Now how do you move that wagon? A person himself can't pull that wagon, it's too heavy. It's only movable, the axes. You have the shvarim moving the wagon. And still we see it's called a kli, it's makabo tumas meis. So you see a kli that's only movable, the shvarim, is still called a kli. That's the raya to Rava. So, Mele, Kwanda Chanan Yosef, you have a ship that's only movable, like they shvarim moving it, that's considered this ship could be moved. It's a kli eitz that's movable, it's makabel tumah. If a mace or a sheret, anybody touches it, it's makabel tumah. Right. Shloisha tevisin. Then it talks about three different types of, a tevar is a chest. Three different chests. Tevar shepischo mitzida. One type of a chest is that you have the opening on the side of it. That's right, the Tumeya Medrash. That's mitame medrus. Trashi teva shepischa mitzidet mei medrus. Lefisha meshameshes shchiva. People could lie on it. In malach, even when using it. Shemishtam shembo derech pischa. V'ein sorach leim l'shechev oleh amoid v'nas machtenu. Somebody wants to sit down on this chest and wants to go to sleep on top of the chest. We don't bother the guy because we want to empty out the chest and get inside the chest. The door is on the side. So since the Pesach is on the side, if somebody's sleeping on top, gesuntay, sleep there. So now this is called meyuchid, to sleep or to sit there. We don't tell you go off. So now it's mekabel tumas medrus. Milmala, luyit suya, the door to open this chest is on top. So if you're sitting on top and we want to get in, we tell you, mister, get up. We have to get inside. So now it's not meyuchid yeshiva. It's tumeya tumemeis. It's only mekabel tumemeis. But not tumemedrus. Because it's not meyuchid yeshiva. Trashi milmala. Pischa koisin shalom, like our chest that's on top, is tumeya tumemeis. Kolema. Nas ava tumeya de meis. Kishakol akele maruin lekabel tumah. Shim oil hameis aleim. Nas nava tumah. Then yeshat tumah, so it didn't have any. It's also. It's just not mekabel tumas medrus. Because it's not meyuchid yeshiva, like we said. Because if you're sitting on top, we tell you get off, we have to use the kli. Weiter. If you have a chest that's bo b'mida, that you have to count it, measure it, it's tor miklum. What's this lashon? Rashi habo b'mida. That means teva gedola. It's a way expression of saying a very big teva, a teva gedola. She'ena mitatelis. It's not movable. V'yeshlo chalon, and it has a window milmal on top. Lishtamish b'toicha. Use it on top. Is Torah Meklum, Le Medrash Lechazi. It's not Roy for Tumas Medrash, why Hoyoba Chalula Milmala? Since the opening is on top. You can't sleep or rest on top, because as soon as you stop resting, when we have to use it, we tell you get up, we have to get in there. Imalachtoi. Ulisha Tumas Lechazio, Deine Matelas Malaya. It's not Sha Tomes, because it's not movable, since it's such a big kli. Rashi doesn't know why is it called Bobamida. It should have said if you have a tremendously big teva, which is teva is a kli eight, it's made out of eights, and if it's tremendously big, it's not movable. So a kli eight is hukesh lesak. It's only mekabel tum if the kli could be movable. Here, such a big teva, you can't move it. That's why it's torn. Rashi says, why does it call a lashon of Bobamida? So Rashi Lin Niram al Shem Anshe Midas Klema Shetzrichin Lomad Okav Rochvam. It means you have like a gigantic chest. The mamish, you have to measure how many feet long it is, how feet high it is. So such a gigantic chest, since it's not movable, it's not mekabel tumah. Tana Rabbanan Medrus Kli Cheres Tor. A Kli Cheres that a zav is medrus sits on is not mekabel tumah. Kli Cheres doesn't have a tumas medrus. Strashi medris kli cheres tor shim yoshev olav hazav. If a zav normally sits on top of a beg, on top of a kli, that's miyuchad yeshiva. It's matiz matamrit. It's not tumas medris. Kli cheres is mufka. V'lo noga v'aviroi is tor. But if the kli cheres did not touch the avir, he didn't put his hand inside the kli cheres, just he sat on top of it. It's tor. V'yenim matam mishun medris. L'kam miyalef lo mikro. Soon we'll have a pasuk for this. A kli cheres, an earthly keli, it's only mekabel tum if the zav puts his hand inside the kli. May aviroi, the avro of the kli cheres is mekabel tum. But if the zav sits on top of it, he's not matamri. Rabbi Yosi Yoma af svina. Svina has the same halacha. So draw for the tomorrow, my comma. What are you talking about? What does svina got to do with kli cheres of the medrash? And the gemara, my comma, Amar Rav Zvid Hochi comma. This is what I meant to say. Medrash kli cheres, you should know. The medrash of a kli cheres. Toho. Medrus, like that's, this is the brisa. That a klicheres is not makabel tumas medrus. O mage tome. But if the zav touches the klicheres, it's makabel tumas. Somebody touches it, it's makabel tumas. O svina shacheres tumeya. Who adin a svina that's made out of cheres is also makabel tumas. Who kichananya? Like chananya pshat. He learns pshat now mishnah. Why is the ship tor? Because the ship is doing the kli eights that's made out of wood. That's dumi the sack only if it's metaltal. Mashenk and a klicheris is not dumi the sack. So the ship made out of klicheris according to Chananya is makabel tumah. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Yosi Yoyim no. Af asvina Torah katana didan. Reb Yosi learns like our Mishnah, the Poshup Shah in our Mishnah, that why is a ship Torah? Because the ship, the Posek says, is Dumi the Yam. Just like a yam is not makabel tumah, who then a ship is not makabel tumah. B'chol oifin, so even a ship made out of a cheres is not makabel tumah. That's pshat in this brayser. The brayser says medrus kli cheres is tor. Reb Yosi af hasvin is also tor. As even though the ship is made out of a kli cheres, that according to Chananya it is makabel tumah, but Reb Yosi paskens like our Mishnah, no, any ship, be it used on the water, it's not makabel tumah. Mask Laura Popo Mayaf, that's shot, what's the lotion af? Like this has nothing to do with the din of a medrius of a klicheris. A swin is a new halacha. Swin is not makabatum, the Mishnah says, because a new posik, Derechani, Blev Yam. What's that do with a klicheris? Mayaf. Eloam Rapopo, okay, come, this shot in the Brysa. Medrius klicheris tor. Ishno, if his zav sits on top of the klicheris, it's not makabatum. There's no tumas medrius sitting on top of a klicheris. Umago Tomei. Mashenka, if the Zav touches the Kli Cheres, as Mag is Matamrit. Vishalates, let's say you have a Kli made out of wood, then Bein Medrosoi, Bein Magoi Tomei. Enachnami, wooden Kli is Makabo Tumas Medrish. Means if the Zav is sitting on top of the Kli, he's not touching it. There could be like 10 sheets on top of the Kli, and the Zav is sitting on top of them, that's called Medrish. He's on top of the Kli, he's Matambo the Kliates. A Kliate is Makabo Tumas Medrish, and who then if he touches it? Now, a Svinas Hayardain Torah. Ketana Didan. That's what the Tanakhama says. Svinas Hayard is not Makabo Tum at all. Reb Yosi Yema Afa Svina Metama. Even a Svin is also Metama. Kechananya is also Makabo Tum.
But the
Svin
is on
dry. No, the Kashi before, as Rashi learned, my Af Svina are Korkech Torah Mimagikoma. That when it says af svina, svin is tor, it means it's tor mitumas maga. O my af, holoitir tanakama kli maga, kli mimagoi, the name of avzuk yoseboi. That was the first kasha. That svin is saying af svin is tor. Svin is tor means it's not makabutum even by maga. Even if you touch the svin, it's not makabutum. So what are you saying af before with kli cheris? Avad the klicheris, if you touch the klicheris, it is makabutumas maga. A klicheris is just not makabutumas medris. So what's this lashon af? So that's why the Gemara fixed it up. No, we're even talking about maga. So that's where Papa fixed it up. Hey, medrash klicheres tor o maga tor shel eitz beimedrash be maga takatami o svinas hayad. Then it's even talking about maga. Now for the Gemara o medrash klicheres minolam the tor. How do we know this yisoid? So if you have a kli cheres, an earthly keli, if the zav is sitting on top of it, it's not makabel tumah. How do we know the medrash of kli cheres is Torah? Oma chizkid yomakru, v'ish asher yiga b'mishkovoi. Pasuk says a person that touches mishkovoi, that the zav touches like he's sitting on something, is makis mishkovoi loy. Will makis the mishkav means something the zav sits on to the zav himself, to the person himself. Mahu, just like the zav himself. If le tarab a mikvah, a zav has a tarab a mikvah. After he waits 7 days that his Torah doesn't see any more zav, then he goes to the mikvah and he's matar himself. Is af mishkovoi, who adim when a zav sits on a keli, that we say the zav is mektama, the keli, it's only such a kli, the isle, af mishkovoi namib, isle tarab a mikvah. Such a kli, that even after it's tama, you can put it into the mikvah. And if you do, a kli cheres has no tarab a mikvah. A kli cheres, once it's tamei, you have to be shover, you have to break it. There's no tarab a mikvah. Therefore, that's the hekesh akron, that mishkav is only on something that has a tarab a mikvah. But kli cheres has no tarab a mikvah, it has no tumas medrus. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tona, another posik. Ki mishkav nidosa yelo. It says that the mishkav, after the zav sits on something, it has the same type of a tum of a nida. Just like if a nida sits on something and she's metamrit, who within a zav is metamrit? Is makiv mishkav alo. We're makiv here the mishkav of a nida to the nida herself. Has kemishkav nidosa yi alo. It should be like her. Is mahi, just like a nida. Is lo atarab a mikvah, anisha, could be Torah. She goes to the mikvah. Is af mishkav, who are them when a nida sits on something? That we said is a tumas mishkav. By a nida, is nami, is lo atarab a mikvah. It's only a keli that has a tarab a mikvah. Lafuka klicheris. Mashenk and a klicheris, the less like tarba mikvah. A klicheris has no tarba mikvah. A klicheris, if it's makabo tumma, you can't do anything with it. You have to break it, that's all. So therefore, a klicheris has no tumas mishka. Hey, so one says the miyat is from zav, and one says the miyat is by nidah. But they're both hukash ladadi. So drashi mishkava yihu, the mishkav huska kan. Klicheris ain't lo tarba mikvah, the chsev yishavah. Ain't lo tarba elish virosan. The only way you matar a klicheris is by breaking it. That's the Hezbollah, that's why there's no Tumas Mishkav via Klicheris.
It's a little more blight.